This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hide and Seek. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. On Joy 94.9.
That's right, James Fillet here and Andrew the Apprentice for Hide and Seek. And in the studio from the VAC Gay Men's Health Centre, Heath Painter. Oh, how are you?
I'm well. That's good. Thank you both for having me on here.
You're not a problem. Welcome. Now, is it next week?
It's next Thursday?
It's May already.
I know.
This
May next
year
week
is going very fast. You have a special community forum for PrEP. Tell us a little bit about it.
So HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, as Andrew said in his introduction, is a new form of HIV prevention. It's not available in Australia. It has been recently approved in America. And in essence, it's the use of HIV treatment by a negative person to prevent HIV acquisition. So the individual is someone who is identified as someone who is at risk of acquiring HIV for a range of reasons, and they are given a prescription to take a particular antiretroviral, which is HIV, a drug that someone with HIV has. It's known as Truvada, and this drug is extremely effective if taken daily at stopping that person from, or any person, from acquiring HIV.
Right.
And so this is the first time in Australia that it's being tested, or is there a trial happening in New South Wales as well?
There is a trial in New South Wales and in Queensland.
Okay.
The Victorian one is being run differently. So they are all a little bit different in their numbers and the kind of the criteria for being a participant. But okay, by and large, they're the same, but it's happening across the eastern states.
What are the difference in the criteria in the other states?
I did hear that recently. I know mainly what it is in Victoria. I think it's to do with ethics approval, but I'm not sure. But it's fractional.
All right.
It's not huge.
It's not big.
Yeah. So, as you said, it's approved for use in the US.
That's right.
And other countries. Why is there a need for a trial in Australia?
That's a good question. I think one of the big issues with PrEP is the cost. At the moment, Truvada, which is the drug that will be used if it's approved for PrEP and the drug that will be used in the trial, costs around $800 a month. So the Australian government is by and large covering that cost. So what this and this isn't a medical trial, we know how effective PrEP is at preventing.
We know the drug works.
Yeah. We know the drug works. It's known as a demonstration project, and what this project is assessing is the feasibility, the administration. It looks at adherence. It looks at the impact it has on the individual. So it's not so much a medical trial, but it's rather an assessment of how feasible it is to use PrEP in the Victorian context.
Yeah. Because the trials may have worked in other populations, but I guess it's hard to say whether exactly it is appropriate for the population here in Melbourne.
And whether Australian guys will use it at the same way as American guys will use it. Mm.
Yep. Yeah. And I think it's very important to remember that PrEP is something that is, in the trial at least, is being made available, or the people that the trial organisers want to be involved in this are people who are at risk of HIV. So it's people who are unable to use condoms consistently for whatever reason.
I guess the main focus perhaps would be on serodiscordant couples, yeah?
Yeah, and that is the main... that's one of the main, I guess you could call, subpopulation groups that PrEP would be highly effective for, people who are in serodiscordant relationships. subject to a range of considerations, will be encouraged to consider this.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop at start and stop at people who are in serio discordant relationships. There are many people who, for whatever reason, and I can go into some of those, we'd be here all night if we discuss them all.
No, we've got time.
But for whatever reason, are unable to consistently use condoms. Now, Andrew, that article that you we quickly briefly discussed, that was in the Huffington Post today, discussed someone in America who broke up from a relationship after about 6 years, and in responding to that relationship, engaged in some risky behaviours.
Wanted to sleep around for a while.
Yeah, and I think it sounds like they had a very good doctor who was able to recognise this and recognise that this person was at high risk, and they were encouraged, and they went on PrEP in America, and this person is an HIV positive, but they were at risk of it. So I think, and there are many other isolated examples where people for periods of time may not be able to use condoms consistently, and PrEP is the appropriate response for these people.
Now, some of the language you're using is interesting. You're saying that may not condoms may not be suitable for them. Is sort of what the language you're using? Mm. Is it that I don't want to use condoms,
or I'm allergic?
No, it's not. No, I think it's a really good question. This is not about saying to people, you know, there's no need to use condoms. The Victorian AIDS Council recognises that condoms are the best or the first line of defence against HIV acquisition. They have always been, really, since the start of the epidemic, and they will be for a long time into the future. But what we do know, and this is really exciting for, I think, Australia in addressing the epidemic, is that for the first time since HIV was diagnosed in Australia, we have a risk reduction strategy that can assist people who, for whatever reason, are unable to consistently use condoms.
I wanted to ask, because the PrEP has been a little bit controversial, especially within the community, and in America, it's quite divided about the fact that they don't want to promote people not using condoms or having condomless sex, and saying that people who are on PrEP might become more promiscuous and be more risky in their sexual activities. Surely there's been some kind of discussion or backlash about that here in Australia.
I'm not so sure about what's happening. I mean, I think it's still very early days here in Australia, so we're yet to kind of see big public discussions, as it were, about PrEP, and that's probably to come. But certainly in America, it really has polarised, really, I think, the gay community's response to, or the gay community's response has been really vexed on this issue. And what surprised me is that a lot of the opponents of PrEP in America have been AIDS organisations, who have really been very loud in arguing that this will encourage promiscuity. Now, what's been disappointing, I think, in the discussion in America is the failure of AIDS organisations to recognise that PrEP is a risk reduction strategy that can help really some of the people who are most vulnerable and most at risk of getting HIV, and that is people who, for whatever reason, for periods in their life, cannot use condoms. And I think this is a really, I mean, I think PrEP offers us a really great opportunity to give particular individuals at risk the opportunity to make a really strong personal decision to protect their health and well-being by going on a treatment for only for the short term that will protect them against acquiring really what is a chronic illness. Mm.
I think, but what the big flaw perhaps is in this is it doesn't protect from any other sexually transmitted infection. So people still have to be wary about syphilis, gonorrhea, sure, chlamydia. Sure.
I think that's a good point. It doesn't. So it will, if you take it every day, we know it's extremely effective at preventing HIV, but it doesn't protect you against the other STIs, as you say, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. But one of the components or one of the aspects of taking PrEP is that you undergo regular screening, HIV and STI screening. So yes, that's right, but you could also argue that by encouraging people to undergo more regular testing than what they would probably otherwise get, you are being screened for these other STIs, and that enables the doctors to treat those conditions if you do test positive to gonorrhea or syphilis, and respond to those. So yes, it doesn't protect you, but the process will be that you will be tested more regularly, which will enable the health professionals to help you to get rid of those other illnesses.
It certainly builds up their workload, though.
Builds up the workload of doctors.
The doctors. Yeah.
Well, that might be the case, but I guess the primary aim here is to stop someone getting HIV, and if someone gets HIV, the workload on doctors goes for the rest of their life.
And is the theory that having PrEP as another bullet in the gun actually encourages more guys to come and present themselves to doctors?
I think that's another interesting point, and I think this is one thing we need to really promote, again, is that this is another tool in the suite of prevention measures, if you want to call it that, that allows people to make a unilateral decision to improve their health. And so I think what we really want to do is promote PrEP as something that's very positive, that's not something that means that people are identified as bad or wrong. It's there to help people. And I think we really need to encourage people to be open with their doctors and their physicians about their sexual behaviour, so doctors can make an informed decision to offer individuals PrEP.
Now, just quickly before we wrap up, so next Thursday evening, the 1st of May at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Is the forum.
Yep, 6 p.m. It's at the offices of Russell Kennedy Solicitors. They've kindly offered us their client entertainment space. It's on level 12 at 469 Latrobe Street. That's just across from the station and Flagstaff Gardens. And we've got Edwina Wright, who's the project leader and president of ASHN, the Australasian Society of HIV Medicine. Vincent Cornelis, who's a doctor at the Centre Clinic, which is VAX Clinic. And Dean Murphy, who is also involved with the PrEP trial, and they'll be making small presentations, and there'll be plenty of time for discussion.
And it's an open forum, lots of questions.
Open forum, it's free. It is, and we want it to be a very safe space, so there's not going to be media there recording or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a safe space for people to ask questions, discuss some of the issues that might be personal. It might involve people's HIV status, or there might be people's partners who are there who are positive, who they may not talk about it openly in other places. We want it to be a safe space. People can come along. There'll be plenty of time to ask questions, and we'll be providing dinner and some drinks afterwards.
Oh, cool. And space is limited, so people...
Space is limited, yeah.
..should RSVP at inquiries@vicaids.asn.au.
That's it. If you want to talk to me or to someone about it, just ring the office at VAC, 9865-6700, and I'm happy, or someone there is happy to help you out.
From Monday morning.
From Monday morning,
yes,
that's right.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
So, and of course, go to the VicAIDS website to find out more.
Yes.
Heath Painter from Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Hide and Seek.
Thank you so much for having me.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.